This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said recent events have proven that terrorism is not a proxy war but a deliberate war strategy adopted by Pakistan, and India will respond to it accordingly. Addressing a public gathering in Gandhinagar, Gujarat yesterday, Prime Minister Modi stated that following the events of 6th of May, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity as the evidence is now being provided by those across the border themselves.
जो आतंकवादियों के जनाजे निकले उस जनाजे को स्टेट ओनर दिया गया पाकिस्तान में, उनके कॉफिन पे पाकिस्तान के झंडे लगाए गए, उनकी सेना ने उनको सैल्यूट दी, ये सिद्ध करता है कि आतंकवादी गतिविधि ये प्रॉक्सी वॉर नहीं है, ये आपकी सोची समझी युद्ध की रणनीति है.
Highlighting the significance of Operation Sindoor, Prime Minister emphasized that it will extend beyond its original scope, symbolizing a lifelong commitment to national progress. New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism is echoing worldwide, with multi-party delegations from India holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders, parliamentarians, think tanks, media and civil society in different countries to further unmask Pakistan's cross-border terrorism. All-party Indian delegation headed by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde is in Congo. The delegation held a meeting with the MP and President of Committee of Foreign Affairs of National Assembly of Congo. In Singapore, an all-party parliamentary delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha called on Edwin Tong, Minister for Law and Second Minister for Home Affairs of that country. The delegation led by BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad met with French senators headed by Jacqueline Eustache Brunio yesterday, who reaffirmed solidarity with India in its fight against terrorism. The delegation led by the BJP leader arrived in France on Sunday evening. The Indian embassy on Monday in a press statement said the delegation also met various Paris-based think tanks and with Indian community members. The community members showed their full solidarity with India's fight against the scourge of terrorism. After the conclusion of Paris leg, the delegation will continue its diplomatic outreach across Europe. Meanwhile, an all-party delegation led by DMK MP Kannimuri Karunanidhi arrived in Greece after concluding its visit to Slovenia and Russia. President Draupadi Murmu conferred Padma Awards to 69 eminent personalities for the year 2025, the second civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. Former Chief Justice of India Jagdish Singh Kehar and Kumudni Rajnikant Lakhia have been honoured with the Padma Vibhushan. Renowned folk singer Sharda Sinha has been honoured with Padma Vibhushan posthumously. Padma Bhushan has been conferred on 9 personalities, while 57 personalities have been honoured with Padma Shri. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Padma awardees have made notable contributions to Indian society. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said life journeys of those who were conferred the Padma are deeply motivating. The Prime Minister attended the civil investiture ceremony too at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that rainfall across the country in this monsoon season is likely to be above normal with probability of 106%. The optimistic monsoon forecast is expected to boost the crop output, reduce pressure on irrigation systems and support the rural livelihoods. India has received foreign direct investment inflows worth $81.04 billion in the financial year 2024-25. It reflects a 14% increase from $71.28 billion in the financial year 2023-24. Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said the services sector emerged as a top recipient of the FDI equity in 2024-25, attracting 19% of total inflows. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets in Lucknow's Ekanna Stadium last night. The RCB overhauled the target of 228 runs in 18.4 overs. With this win, RCB secured a top 2 finish in the points table, hence advancing to the qualifier 1 where they will face Punjab Kings tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.